Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
ConocoPhillips announced on Friday, December 22nd, that it will be permitted to move forward with its development of the Willow Project. This final investment decision approves the project and will fund construction needed to reach the first oil. We are excited to reach this significant milestone, said Ryan Lance, chairman and chief executive officer. With this project authorization, we've begun winter construction, and Alaskans have started to receive the benefits from responsible energy development. According to the Bureau of Land Management, the Willow Project is projected to deliver $8 billion to $17 billion in new revenue for the federal government, the state of Alaska, and Alaska Native communities. When completed, Willow is estimated to produce approximately 600 million barrels across a lifetime of the project. Designed to support and coexist with subsistence activities on Alaska's North Slope, the Willow Project underwent 5 years of rigorous regulatory and environmental review. Willow will be built using materials primarily made and sourced in the U.S. and has the potential to create over 2,500 construction jobs and approximately 300 long-term jobs. We are grateful for the many supporters who advocated for Willow, Alaska Native communities and groups, especially those closest to the project on the North Slope, continually provided input that helped shape this project. We also appreciate the unwavering support from Alaska's bipartisan congressional delegation, Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, and Representative Mary Peltola, the state legislature and organized labor groups, Lance added. Our employees and the contractor community have dedicated years to designing a project that will provide reliable energy while adhering to the highest environmental standards. The Seward electric rates are going to take a big jump after a city council vote. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
After the city of Seward twice voted not to sell its electricity services to Homer Electric Association, the city council on December 18th passed a resolution to increase Seward electric rates by 6 cents per kilowatt hour, which works out to a rough average of $36 more per month for its members. A rate study conducted earlier this year suggested the 6 cent increase in the event that the vote to sell Seward Electric failed in 2023. The vote did fail, twice, once during a special election in May, then again during the regular elections in October. The rate increase will in part go toward the $10 million debt Seward took on to replace transmission lines, and in part to the refurbishment of 3 substations, which all have outdated equipment. It also accounts for inflationary impacts across the board associated with Seward Electric. Additionally, the city is facing deferred maintenance expenses as well as cybersecurity upgrades and additional staff resources, which means revenue generated from the rate hike will be put to use addressing a wide array of municipal financial needs. Aside from the rate study, a Seward Electric ad hoc committee recommended an increase of just under 2 cents per kilowatt hour, prompting several members of the public to attend the December 18th meeting in hopes of convincing the city to adopt this lower number rather than the study recommended 6 cent bump. Members of the council, however, reiterated their desire to sell the utility company to Homer Electric Association and said they believed there would be less impact to the city's utility revenue from a reduced increase. The resolution passed by a final vote of 5-2. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai City Council shared a discussion about the future of Zoom meetings and whether to keep them or terminate them. There were many things mentioned during this action item. Vice Mayor Henry Nackstedt opened the discussion by saying in-person comments, as well as written comments, are extremely valuable to him. It gives the individual the ability to be a part of the decision more effectively and makes putting them on the record much easier. He does mention that Zoom participation has been lacking, and it can sometimes be distracting for members of the council, but that doesn't mean he's opposed to using Zoom.
I do support continuing with Zoom or some other platform that provides for council when we can't be here, but that kind of limits the public use there. But we do have the YouTube, which if most of them, it appears, are just watching anyway, that are there, and that is a very good mode to do that is through the YouTube. So I would be inclined to drop the public participation part.
Mayor Brian Gabriel did voice a concern, wanting to make sure that everyone who used the platform had an opportunity to voice their thoughts on Zoom. Kenai Clerk Shelley Sainer explained that the overall participation would be determined based on what the final decision was.
So there are certain aspects with planning and zoning activity where the applicant is required to be. I wouldn't recommend, because we are not offering the same opportunity for the public. It's one of those all or nothing, because we need to be fair with all of our constituents.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.